Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Rajai, coming at you again, always being led by the Spirit, bringing out the words of the Most High through your scriptures in truth and sincerity. To you, I say shalom, the house of Israel, the one-third of you keeping the laws and commandments. I say to you, shalom, to my brethren, the Achaeum and priests, out there teaching in the highways and byways, reaching our nation of people, waking Israel up. I say shalom to you, to the 144,000. That are being waking up in these last days and times. I say shalom to you and to the avid listeners, those of you listening in sincerity and in truth, getting edified through bringing out these words of the Most High. I say shalom to you, Israel. I wanted to go into the topic of or touch up on the subject of, is your heart set on the Lord? Because we got to look at our understanding of the Most High, okay, through these scriptures and through what He reveals to us, and we have to understand how the Most High deals, right? And, you know, overall, we have to keep the laws and commandments. We have to do the things that the Most High requires, okay? Now, this is not something where we can come in and kind of take what we want out of it, you know, and make it to fit into our lives. This is something that, you know, the Lord has written down, you know, through these commandments, what we must do and the way we must live to be set apart from all the other nations, to be holy unto Him, all right? So that's what I mean when I say, is our heart set on the Lord, all right? But before we get into the scriptures and all that, as always, you know, beginning to the show, I wanted to say, those of you that are just tuning in, that are just listening, that may be wondering what the show is about or what this podcast, you know, pertains to, it is solely for the purpose of waking our nation of people up, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole, Indian, and Mexican. We are the true chosen people with our heritage and who we are. We are the descendants of the people in the Bible, okay? So when we read this Bible, we're looking at our forefathers. You know, that's the bloodline that we're looking at, okay? No other nation, no other group of people other than the ones mentioned, the Israelites, the true Israelites, you know, can relate to this Bible, have any ties to this Bible, have anything inherited to this Bible. Anything that pertains to this Bible is directly for the Israelites, this Native American, so-called Black, Hispanic, Seminole Indian, and Native American. But so that and saying that and understand that we have to come to the fact that we, since being a chosen people of God, in a certain way that we're called to live, and we have to keep the laws and commandments. So, you know, this podcast is basically getting our people to wake up, return back to the Most High, repent from their sins, and keep these laws and commandments so that salvation can be delivered to Him and to them and to us, okay? For this destruction of this nation, all right? So we got to return back to God, and that's the sole purpose, all right? And doing that, we have to keep the commandments and keep the faith. So with that being said, let's get right into the subject for today. Is your heart set on the Lord, all right? So let's bring out some scriptures on that. Psalms chapter 4, verse 2, and it reads, O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek falsehood? Right? So, you know, and the scriptures, it tells us a lot of times that, you know, the house of Israel, we went off. Our forefathers went off. And not keeping these laws and commandments, not doing as the Most High says, vainly worshiping, you know, following the idolatry of other nations and serving other gods and praising other gods. All throughout the Bible, we have been a nation of people that have done that. Slakia. And, you know, the Lord is you know, continually stretching out His hand. But at the same time, you know, when you're disciplining, you know, someone, you're always giving them that question. Well, how long will you, you know, do this? Or how long will this go on? You know, how long will you be disrespectful? How long will you continue to do wickedness? How long will you not hear my commands? How long will you not hearken to my voice? It's like your parents are telling you something. You know, when you're a young child, you get into your, you know, preteens and things like that. As you're growing up, you know, they try to instill that discipline in you so that you grew up righteous, that you, you know, don't go out there being a fool, you know, because we're growing up in a nation of captivity. So we have to be careful of the things that we do, because our oppressor, you know, is continually on us, and these laws and this nation is set against us. The people don't believe that this nation is sent against us, that we have enemies, but because they don't understand the Bible, they don't understand what's going on, right? And our oppressors know who we are, right? So-called all the other heathen nations, the so-called white man, the heathen nations, all the other nations, they know who we are, all right? They plotted against us, okay? You know, their forefathers. So the history is there, you know? All throughout the Bible, if you want to know about life, if you want to know, you know, the things that went on, you can just look in the Bible and see, you know, if you have ears to hear, if you were given that understanding, you know, you can compare the times, you can see that nothing is new under the sun. You know, the same things happen over and over again. What's going on now is the wickedness is increasing, all right? Esau's kingdom is coming down, and the Most High is waking up his people, okay? So let's read on. Verse 3, but know the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. And the Lord, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Okay, so the Most High, right, the God of Israel, Yahweh, has set apart the people chosen unto himself. Okay, so there's 2/3 of our nation of people, which are, you know, in Israel, that are not going to wake up to this truth. They're not going to hearken into the Most High's voice. They're going to, you know, still continue to do the things they do. They're not going to keep the commandments. They're not going to believe on the Most High as far as what he's telling us to do as a nation of people. Those 2/3, the Most High is not dealing with. Then I have 1/3 of people who do wake up and understand, you know, this is the truth, and, you know, come back to the Lord and keep the laws and commandments. That's who the Most High is dealing with. He's telling us right here. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly. Okay, so godly is referring to keeping these laws and commandments, you know, which are acts of righteousness, which is submitting to the Most High. As we know, if you love me, the Most High said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. So this is love, by keeping the commandments to our best abilities. So we have to rehearse that, you know, throughout our grace period, you know, even under our captivity, you know, until Yahweh shall return, to the world in the cause of Jesus Christ. So just like the wickedness that is done out there, okay, repeatedly, and a lot of times done without even blinking or thinking, you know, the transgression of the Most High's laws, you know, he requires us, you know, that 1/3 of us that are listening to him, to remain faithful and, you know, diligently continue to do this work, continue to keep these laws and commandments, continue to live righteously, because the Lord has set us apart, all right? The Lord will hear when I call unto him, right? So when we're praying and we're keeping these laws and commandments and we're, you know, in the spirit, and the Most High put that spirit on us, you know, the Holy Ghost, that we're praying that his will be done. We're a vessel for the Most High. So in what we do, we're lifting up the Most High. We're praising, you know, our bodies are compared to a temple, you know, where the spirit resides, okay? So in that temple, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, it dwells in us. So, you know, those things of righteousness and those laws and commandments and those acts that we continue to rehearse are glorifying the Lord, okay? And, you know, when we send up prayers, you know, the Most High will honor that, all right? He has mercy on us because he sees our work. He sees what we're doing, you know, under this wicked nation, that we're still obeying his voice. We're still hearkening to him, you know? And, the rehearsal and the grace period is all about, you know, doing it to your best ability. God understands that, you know, we're not in our homeland, we're under oppression. So there's a lot of things that's gonna go on. A lot of things is gonna ultimately try to, you know, pull you away from doing it. You know, you'll get that, you know, little buzz in your ear, which is, you know, those evil spirits telling you, you know, when you're following the law, they kind of, you don't have to do this, or you don't have to do that, or, you know, that mindset of where, you know, you're double-minded, okay? So you can't be, you know, shaking in the truth. You can't be double-minded. You gotta believe wholeheartedly on faith and just endure and do those things, you know? Find no excuse, right? Believe in the Most High and know that His word is true. And that's, you know, day in and day out. So you take off that old self and you put on that new self, which is a spiritual garment, which is these scriptures, right? That word of life, and that Holy Spirit can be placed upon you so that the Lord reveals to you what His will for you to do, all right? Let's move on. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? So we know the heart as being the mind, okay? So it's telling us that the mind is wicked. The heart is wicked above all things. So constantly there's things going into our mind or the things under this nation. When they wrote these scriptures, or when this Bible was written, a lot of the prophets and the priests, okay, they knew the things that were going on. The people were no different from, you know, then now, because people are still being wicked. So there was wicked people on the earth, right? There were people breaking the Most High's commandments. There were people not hearkening to the Lord, right? There were people killing people. There was doing, committing iniquity, transgressions, you know, adulterers. All that stuff was going on back then, all right? So this is nothing new, all right? So when you're reading this, you got to read in the context that these things the prophets wrote about, right? And, you know, the people, the messengers, and the people of the Most High, who he called, you know, to record this and to put this down, these people were going through the same things that we're going through now, you know, just in an earlier time. You know, things have advanced, so it's even more wickedness now than it was back then. But, you know, we can't look back and say nothing was going on, right? So have that understanding. It says that the heart is deceitful and above all things and beyond cure. So it's beyond cure. You know, if you're out in the world and you're just living recklessly or living, you know, on the way of your own, you know, that I want to do what I want to do, that do me spirit, you know, I do what I want spirit, you're living that, that's beyond cure if you're not seeking the Most High, okay? And you're going to continue, it's going to be like a, I can't think of the name right now, but you know, something continues to happen and happen and happen over again. Like a snowball effect, that's what I'm thinking about. Like a snowball effect, all right? So it gets more and more and more and more. It builds up, you know, starts off as a little bit and goes on more and more and to the point that it's so much of it, you know, dealing in that flesh, it can be overwhelming and overtake you, all right? If you're not dealing with the Most High in these scriptures and keeping the laws and commandments. And not a lot of people think about that because people think that life will go on the way it is. You know, they're not in the truth that life will go on the way it is. You know, these planes and new automobiles and tall buildings and all this technology and all these things that we see now today, you know, it's going to increase and it's going to turn into something different. You know, but it's going to be the same, right? It's going to continue to go on like that. But the Lord is going to wipe all this out, okay? When Yahweh Shai comes back, who the world really calls Christ, He's going to destroy His nation. So all this technology, all these inventions and things that are, you know, polluting the earth, right? All this things that are set against the Most High by creating them and doing them, is destroying the earth. So the Most High is going to destroy all the things in this nation, all right? And He's going to set back in order, you know, the earth. And He's going to do that through nuclear missiles and a sword, all right? And once this nation is destroyed and all this wickedness is done away with, He's going to bring down, you know, the kingdom. He's going to set order, putting Israel back on top. That 1/3 and 144,000 elect are going to govern the earth in righteousness. So there's going to be righteous judgment. There's not going to be wicked judgment, you know. These court systems, these laws, and all this, abomination under the Most High eyes, you know, it's going to be done away with. Okay, let's move on. Verse 17, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind and reward a man according to his way by what his deeds deserve. Okay, so the Lord tests us. The Lord puts us through trials. We understand that through scripture, through getting that spirit, through being revealed that the Most High is dealing with us on different levels, through putting us through trials and tribulations, okay? To prove our faith, to prove us righteous for for the kingdom, because we can't just walk in there, you know, simply, right? Doing all the wicked abominations that the day the Most High, the day that Yahweh Shah returns, you know, we're not going to just walk in the kingdom, keeping no commandments, doing no great deeds, right? And these great deeds are following the laws and commandments. And they're not grievous at all, you know, but they're not of this world. So people are going to be tested and tried because they want to do the wickedness, right? When you shine a light on something that's in the dark, it's going to run away because it's so used to that darkness that it can't stand the light. Now, those of us who have been in the light, which is the truth, these scriptures, you know, and the light is the scriptures, right? Yahweh Shah is the truth. So when this truth shines upon people, they run and scatter away from it, okay? Because, you know, they're not used to this light, right? They love that darkness. So if you're not in this truth and you're not dealing with it, you're in darkness, right? You're transgressing the laws, you're in sinful nature. Basically, you're doing evil to the Most High, right? So he's going to shine that light on you. And if you don't turn away from what you're doing, correct your ways, return back to the Most High, keep the laws and commandments, judgment is going to fall upon you, right? Let me read it again, verse 17. I, the Lord, search of the heart. I test the mind to reward a man according to his way by his deeds, by what his deeds deserve. So according to what you do on this earth, you're going to get judged, whether it's good or bad, right? So the good, you know, and keeping the law and commandments and doing those things, you're going to get judged righteously upon that. You know, if you do wickedness, you're going to get judged the same, all right? So, you know, again, I say to those of you who are just listening and tuning in and hearing, right, or just coming into the truth, if you've been having second thoughts and you're not sure where you are with the Most High, right, and this is hard for you to digest, you know, but you got that spirit in you, pray to the Most High, you know. Then you have to repent first, repent of your sins, okay, then go to the Most High and pray that, you know, he put that spirit on you, because if not, you're just going to be living in darkness. All right, so Matthew, next chapter, Matthew 15, verse 19. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness. But the Lord gives us laws and statutes and commandments to, you know, get out of that darkness, get out of that wickedness. All right? So again, for out the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, and slander. So out of the mind, out of the heart, right, those things come forth, okay? But you have to rebuke that, you know, because the devil, you know, is roaming to and fro. And we know the devil as, you know, the physical counterpart, right, is Esau, the so-called white man. Look at this nation. Look at how the laws are set up. Look at the injustice. And devil means deceiver. Look at who has changed the history or manipulated the facts that were in the Bible. That's the truth that has, you know, put their faces on the judges of the earth, which were the prophets and priests, you know, painted the pictures of a false image, taking our land and claiming it as theirs, you know, those fake Jews. So, you know, Esau and his nation of people have done wickedly, have deceitfully manipulated the world, have done all these things and not been held accountable for, not faced his judgment because he's a vagabond. He runs away from judgment, but the Most High is going to judge him, okay? So, again, in saying all this, we gotta know where our heart is set on the Lord. So are the things that we're doing, are they following the commandments? Are they keeping the laws and commandments? Are we out there, you know, telling our people, once we come into this truth with understanding and learn and grasp, we increase more in that spirit, you know, we also have to go out and share the truth with our people. So whether we do it by, you know, telling family members or friends or whoever it is in your nation or people, when you go out, you speak to people, All right? The Lord put that on your spirit that, you know, you wake people up because living in this and you're seeing it, your people are being destroyed, and the Most High is coming back, and you do nothing about it. You know, it's judgment on ourselves again when we don't push His word out. All right? Now, we shouldn't worry about, you know, what people are going to say or, you know, things are going to happen because of that, because the Most High is seeing this as righteous. So we have to, you know, and that's what I mean when get your heart set on the Lord. We have to consider this and do righteously, all right? Because just like, you know, someone, if you're, you know, already in the truth, if someone, have you found out, you know, the truth or something, it was told to you, you know, it must also be done to others. So we must also share this truth. We'll share everything around the world, but when it comes to what's really important, you know, that the Most High is telling us, you know, we put that on the back burner, or, you know, it doesn't seem as important, but we're not, you know, we're not hasting in it, okay? Which means that, you know, moving with speed, speedily, you know, being done with diligently, okay? So we have to consider that, we have to do that, right? Because keeping the laws helps us, you know, to fight off a lot of the wickedness, all right? And the Lord increases us so that, you know, we're not overcome by that. Because that's another thing. When we don't do these laws and commandments, we're overcome by a lot of the curses that were placed on us as a nation of people for sin against the Most High. And that's the only reason we're at this lower state, is because we sinned against the Most High and didn't keep His laws and commandments. So our forefathers left us with this big tab to pay, all right? And we're coming into this, you know, the world as it is now, you know, as it's pure wickedness. There's no righteousness in this land, all right? So let's move on. Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, right? So even in the beginning, like I said, that there's nothing new under the sun. Even in the beginning, wickedness was, you know, wickedness was on the earth, all right, in an increasing number. So as the time passes, the wickedness continues to increase, leading to when, you know, the Most High destroyed the earth by flood, okay? So that's the first death. There's going to be a second death, which is going to be by fire, you know, and the Lord is, you know, holding that on reservation, right, until when that measurement is reached of wickedness, and he's just gonna do away with it. Do away with all the wicked nations, do away with all the wicked Israelites, and not keeping the laws and commandments, do away with everything that's wicked on this earth. Okay? He has to do this because, you know, if the wickedness continues, you know, it's gonna destroy the whole planet, alright? The things that are being done on here. Because the land is not getting rested. It's told to us through scripture that the land must rest on the seventh year, right? Even in weekly and monthly, the land must rest as well. So on the Sabbath, which is sundown to sundown, right? It must, you know, no work must be done. But we, in this society, everybody's working 24/7 and this and that. And, you know, people are not, you know, keeping these laws. People not even considering, you know, how much damage is being done, you know, just by not keeping the laws and commandments, mainly to our nation of people, because we were set up to be rulers of the earth. But we sinned, the Lord has punished us, but our punishment, you know, is ending. The Lord is reversing all that and bringing punishment upon these all other nations, and they're going to get judged. All right? So, you know, we have to always, you know, be mindful of that this wickedness, you know, has been increasingly. Let me read it again. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, right? So man was sinning, you know, since he formed them, all right? And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And you can see that, greatly in Esau, the so-called white man, and in these heathen nations. The wickedness that they do, because they don't keep the laws, right, just transpires to more and more and more and more wickedness. And since judgment is not coming right away, the wickedness just continues. And that's, unfortunately, that's what happens. When we're not judged right then and there, we say, okay, well, you know, let me do it again, or I'll do it again, you know, even with our nation of people. You know, the Lord doesn't bring judgment on us right then and there. We look and say, well, you know, that wasn't that bad. Let me do it again. We don't consider as the Most High, you know, that's abomination in the Most High's eyes, you know, transgressing these laws. And since we're not being judged, we're, you know. But if the Lord didn't have patience with us, you know, there wouldn't be, you know, existence on this earth, because we'd all be, you know, wiped away because of our transgression. But the Lord has reserved that 1/3 of his people, you know, to return back to him. And that's all he really needs, you know, to set things up again. So this is our grace period, you know, all right? Genesis 7, verse 7. It's like in Genesis 4, verse 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire. And thou shalt rule over him. All right? So, again, not keeping the laws and doing what's righteous in the Most High's eyes is not going to be accepted in the Lord. You know, so not keeping the laws and commandments, we can have whatever excuses that we want, but it's unacceptable. So what we have to do is repent and return from that sin, right? And return back to the Most High. Repent from that sin and return back to the Most High, Salakia, okay? And how do we do that? We keep the laws and commandments. We get away from the worldly things. We don't focus on, you know, this world, this nation being our resting place. So that means that we're not out here, you know, trying to gain. We're not out here trying to grow prosperous, you know, and become this and that in this nation, you know, so that we can set up ourselves and set up our family and, you know, think that that's going to continue. Our focus should be on keeping these laws and commandments, teaching our people who we are, and doing the will of the Lord, right? However he uses us, okay? Because God's gonna set us up in the kingdom, so we're not worried about, you know, what's going on or how, you know, life is gonna affect us here. Just that we keep these laws and commandments, do the Most High's will, do what's righteous in his eyes, and that's keeping the laws and commandments, all right? And it says, and if thou doest not well, sin lie up at the door, right? So if we don't keep these commandments, these curses, this sin, is going to come upon us. Whether it come upon us right away or down the road, you know, the Lord works on his own time. So however that comes about, if we keep continually not hearkening to the Lord, judgment is going to fall upon us. You know, whether it be at the end time or whether it be, you know, like I said, down the road. Sin lie up at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire. And thou shalt rule over him. So that sin is going to overtake you. Those curses are going to overtake you. It's going to lay wait at your door, right? It's going to be on your mind. And you're going to collapse and give in because, you know, it's flesh. You know, it's this world, you know, it's all about worldly things. It's not about keeping the laws and commandments. If this was established in righteousness, we have that discipline, okay? And there'd be, you know, judgment be coming down and we correct ourselves. But because the judgment isn't falling right away and the wickedness continues, it's all over this earth. So whether we turn to the left, we turn to the right, this wickedness is right there, you know, and then we finally say, oh, well, you know, and slip up, you know, and catch ourselves in that snare, you know, which is set up by, you know, Esau and his nation of people, you know, and these heathen nations as well. But they don't keep the laws. You know, they're not God's chosen people, so why would they even consider doing, you know, anything that the Lord has, you know, set forth? You know, if they were, they'd be a people, you know, making things right. They'd be a nation of people, and I'm mainly referring to a lot of the people in power, right, and the elite. You know, the elite are just some pure devils, right? But the descendants, you know, the ones that are of Esau and the ones that are at the lowest state, which are not really, you know, they're not really in power like that, right? But they're benefiting from the, from the land that was taken, you know, from the Native Americans. They're beneficiaries because the laws are set up. So they're, you know, partakers in the sin of their forefathers, all right? Just like we were partakers when we were punished, all right? So it works both ways. We were punished for our forefathers, and because Esau, your forefathers, you know, sin and then it's given, has set things up for you to benefit from that, you're partakers of it, all right? So in that sense, you know, on a lower level of Esau, so-called white man, that, you know, not necessarily in that type of power, you know, they have the benefits of what this nation was established to be, which is pure wickedness and rulership on unrighteousness. And so they continue in it and neither consider or, you know, even have grief towards it, where, you know, they can voice themselves to the people that are in these high positions and say, you know, it's wrong. Nobody cries out. You know, Judah mourning, but, you know, nobody hears our mourning. You know, we continue to suffer. All right? Let me end on this note. I know I kept you guys a little bit long, but, you know, through the edification, it's always, you know, the Most High's will. So let me read this last verse for you, and we can wrap it up with that. Ecclesiastes 8:11. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed quickly, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Right? So like I was saying, because judgment isn't rapidly, you know, falling upon our heads right away, the evil continues to grow, right? And then it becomes something where we're set on doing evil instead of set on doing righteousness. Okay? But like I said, the Most High is going to change all that when Yahweh Shai comes to save his 144,000. And that's just how it's got to be. You know, the Most High given his lot. So you have to understand, Israel, where is your heart set on? Is your heart truly set on the Lord and keeping his laws and commandments? It can't be something where you do, you know, halfway, or Mondays and Thursdays on certain days, or take certain scriptures and follow them, but the rest, you know, the commandments you don't do. It's got to be wholehearted. It's got to be done by faith, because we don't see signs, and we're not led as a nation in this generation that, you know, has seen the works that the Most High has done back in the ancient days when he continued to perform. He brought Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage, you know, split the Red Sea, brought these different signs and all these things. We won a lot of battles through King David. The temple was built through Solomon. And even when Yahweh Shai returned, he performed a lot of miracles, and healing the sick, walking around, raising up the dead and things like that. You know, there's been so many miracles performed in the ancient days, but these scriptures were written for our testimony through faith, that we accept and believe on it, okay, and be led by faith. So no signs are going to be coming down like, you know, back in the ancient days, but you have to walk in this truth and faith. So when you're saying, oh, let me see a sign, well, I don't, you know, a lot of people, you know, go against this Bible because they have their own belief. It's written by the white man. Their faith is weak. They're saying that the Most High doesn't have, you're saying that the Most High doesn't have power, you know, to ordain his word. Okay? It's true that, you know, a lot of the scriptures, a lot of the Bibles were rewritten, but if you do your research, you're dealing with the King James Version, the 1611, you know that, this is the Bible that a lot of the prophets and teachers are teaching out of, because it's the direct translation, right, of the Hebrew scripts to the Bible. And the Lord did that because he knew how he was going to bring his word back to his remnant of people, right? But have faith, you know, basically, you just got to have the faith, right? So with that being said, Israel, you know, set your hearts on the Lord, repent from your sins, turn away from that wickedness, enduring, keeping these laws and commandments to the end, to your best ability, and day in and day out. You know, set your heart on the Lord. Read these scriptures. Have those thoughts in your mind of different scriptures and what the Most High is revealing to you. well on that day and night, right? Read a verse at night, or read some scriptures at night, go into the Word at night, look at the videos, hear some, you know, instead of all these other things, you watching movies and chilling with the, you know, with the wife and this and that. I mean, that's okay. You know, you can do this time for everything, but you have to constantly, you know, be filling yourself with this, you know, with these scriptures, with the Word, and with the Most High is dealing with, all right? So with that being said, hope this was edifying. The 144,000 that being woken up, I say shalom. To the 130, keeping the laws and commandments, I say shalom. And to the prophets and messengers and priests out there teaching the Word of the Most High in true sincerity, I say shalom. And to you, those of you who will be edified, Israel, through this you know, podcast, that are coming into this truth through edification, I say shalom to you. All right, Israel. Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Rajai, coming at you again, always being led by the Spirit, bringing out the words of the Most High in true sincerity. Israel, the 130, you, I say shalom, that are keeping the laws and commandments to your best ability. Shalom to the Akiyam and the prophets out there teaching the highways and byways, gathering up our elect and our one-third, bringing them back into this truth. I say shalom to you and to the 144,000 elect that are out there waking up to the truth and sincerity. I say shalom to you. And to the avid listeners of the podcast, I say shalom to you, those of you that are listening and being edified through the truth of the Most High. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Today is going to be a really quick lesson, a really quick podcast that I wanted to jump on and kind of, you know, since I'm in the spirit, you know, get this word out there. So I promise you it won't take long. what I wanted to touch upon is the Lord reveals his secrets unto his people. All right. So, you know, understand that and going into that, we're going to see how the Lord is dealing, because a lot of people wonder why, how come everybody can't get, you know, down with the Most High or understand that this is how the Lord is working. You know, a lot of people don't believe in the Bible. A lot of people, you know, can't get around some of the things that's being said in the Bible because it's a lot of dark sayings and parables and similarities. Things, you know, thrown in riddles and kind of, you know, not plainly saying it, you know, throughout the whole Bible. There's, you know, some things are said straightforward, then, you know, other times mysteries and, like I said, dark sayings, knowledgeable things are said, but you gotta have that spirit. You gotta have that spirit from the Most High. And, you know, that's the only way that you're gonna understand it. So I'm gonna pull out a few scriptures. But before all that, before we get into, we dive into today's show, I wanted to, as always, those of you who are just tuning in and those of you who are just listening for your first time, that's catching this podcast, you guys may wonder why, you know, what this podcast is about, why I do this podcast. You know, it's for the sole purpose of edifying our nation of people. That's the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian, that we are the true people of the Most High, who salvation is given to, you know, through the bloodline of Adam, through the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, because that's the seed line that the Most High is dealing with. So that is, you know, the 12 tribes, and that is what we call now, or what we're labeled as, you know, in today's society, is the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian, you know, scattered about the four corners of the earth, all right? And the Lord is waking us up. So the sole purpose is to edify people and who we are, all right? So let's go ahead and get right into today's topic. The Lord reveals his secret unto his people. So as I was saying earlier, not everybody's gonna get this, you know, because the Lord's Spirit is with that one-third and the 144,000 elect, and that's it. Everybody else, you know, comes into this, tries to, you know, understand it, they're not gonna get it because the Most High is not dealing with them. And that's just the way it is. It's set up. The people who the Most High has chosen, you know, out of the nation of Israel. So even Israelites that are born Israel are not chosen. And it tells us that, you know, in scriptures, because 2/3 won't make it, okay? Because a lot of the 2/3, you know, are just not willing to stand up for this truth, you know, to put away their iniquity, to put away their sins, you know, and they want to make excuses and kind of, you know, rationalize, you know, doing certain things when the Lord, you know, commands us, you know, our full heart, you know, and we have to constantly, you know, be rehearsing these righteous acts, keeping these commandments to our best ability. We have to set our heart on the Lord, you know, our mind on the Lord. Okay, so that means, you know, in this nation, in this world, this kingdom that we're under, we're not to be expecting, you know, to prosper, you know, in great conditions, you know, gaining anything out of this world, out of this nation, because this is not our place of rest. All right, this is not where the Lord is going to bless us. The Lord has a blessing for us, which is that eternal life, that salvation. All right, and that salvation is coming through Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. It's coming through Him when He returns for the second time. And His return is going to be destruction of this nation, okay, and its wickedness, all right? And the 1/3 are going to get delivered up and be put back, you know, in their homeland. And the Israelites are going to govern the earth in righteousness, okay? These are all things in the Bible. These are all things that we know. You have to, you know, constantly be seeking the Lord, constantly be praying, constantly be keeping these laws and commandments, and not, you know, to your best ability, not going on. Although we're in captivity, you know, it can be hard in certain situations to keep these laws, because Esau has established, you know, his own laws that go against God's laws, that, you know, puts us at odds. So, you know, we really have to fight for this truth, you know, literally. You know, when we're out there preaching and teaching, right, and sharing this Bible, right? People come and they scoff and they mock, you know, they all type of things, you know, go on. But Jacob's trouble is coming soon, man. So, with all that being said, the Lord reveals His secret unto His people, the people that He's chosen, that He put His Spirit in, and that's the 1/3 and 144,000 elect. All right, so let's jump into scripture, into the New Testament, John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you. Slakia. So this is talking about the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, right? That's received through Yahweh Shah, through the Father Yahweh. All right. So that Holy Comforter, that Spirit that we receive once we get into this truth and start keeping these laws and commandments and study this Word, study this Bible, you know, our spirit increases. So the things that the Lord reveals to us is through the Spirit, you know. It's not worldly things, it's not fleshly things, but we are a spiritual being, all right? The house of Israel. We're not worldly. You know, the 2/3 are the worldly Israelites, but the 1/3 are the spiritual Israelites. That's the ones that you'll see, you know, standing up in this truth, doing the videos, the podcasts, and lining up scripture with the Spirit and what's being, you know, what's been said, and the things that we're supposed to be doing as a nation of people and following, all right? All those things line up with the scripture, all those things line up with God's word, you know, and for the 1/3, those are the ones that's not, you know, making up new doctrines, all right? It's not talking about, you know, those that come into truth and then start, you know, creating these their own doctrines or seeking that vanity, you know, seeking, you know, glory for men, doing it not for Yahweh, right? Doing not for Yahweh Shai, but doing it for their own vain glory. All right, and you'll see that with some of the Israelites that's out there, because when they take these scriptures, or when people take these scriptures and go off and start, misguiding and misleading people, then the Lord's not dealing with them, right? And that's much like the pastors, your preachers, and the churches. You know, they don't teach these scriptures the way the Most High is dealing. Okay, they don't tell you who you are as a nation of people. They don't tell you to keep the laws and commandments. They falsely lead you, which is ultimately keeping you in sin, because you're not keeping the commandments, right? You're not worshiping the Most High, because these churches celebrate Christmas, right? They celebrate Easter. They celebrate all the pagan holidays, right? And the Lord told us that we shouldn't do idol worshiping. So they're really, misguiding our people, and they're false prophets, all right? So if the Spirit is with you, you're going to bear witness to that. But like I said, there's a lot of our people from the nation of Israel that the Lord has not chosen, so that the Lord is not dealing with you. Those people, when we go out there and we put together, these videos and teach on these highways and byways, and put together podcasts and do those things, and tell our people to repent, turn back to the Most High, and bring out these scriptures, that's us in the truth, right? That's us, doing what the Lord requires of us, right? To reach our people so that we can get up out of here, so that we get the salvation, and that the Lord can, come destroy this place. Because like Sodom and Gomorrah, right, with Abraham and Lot, he told them, get your family, your wives, your sons, and Lot the same thing, right? Because he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? Much similar like this world, but on a bigger scale, right? Because the Lord is looking for that one-third of Israel to wake up out of this darkness and wickedness, and come back to him, repent, and keep the laws and commandments, believe on faith in Yahweh Shah, and do the good works, okay? And the Lord is going to save us, all right? So that's who the Lord is looking for. The Lord's not going to save, like in Sodom and Gomorrah, he's not going to save anybody but that one third, right? So those of you who have ears to hear, bear witness. Like I said, the Spirit is given to you to reveal the things of the Most High. So moving on, 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Slack Israel. And it reads, whoever keeps his commandments remains in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he remains in us by the Spirit he's given us. Okay? So again, that's reinstating that the Spirit is given us to the Most High by keeping those laws and commandments. Right? If we're not keeping these laws and commandments, we're not dealing with the Most High. The Most High is not dealing with us, because there's a certain way that we have to live, that we're set apart from every other nation that's on the face of this earth. So when God commands us and tells us, instructs us to do something, we have to follow through faith and belief, and through honoring what the Lord is telling us, right? Because this is for our salvation, not for him, but as well, because of his mercy that he has for us, that he's given us this, grace period to get ourselves together and come back in his truth. All these things, again, are in the Bible. When we have understanding, when you have that spirit, when you're dealing with that spirit, that understanding comes to you, because the Most High is dealing with you. That's how you know that who God is dealing with, all right? So if I'm out there talking to somebody, or dealing with somebody, and they're not in the spirit, you're going to tell them, because the people that are not, that God's not dealing with, that spirit is not placed on them, so they're not going to accept the truth, right? Because what's going on here is that the two-thirds and the rest of the world, they're comfortable. They're comfortable in this wickedness, in this wicked society, and they're dealing with the left-hand side, which is Satan. Okay, because if you're not worshiping the Most High, you're worshiping Satan, because you're against the Word of God. All right, that's plain and simple. If if you're not following the commandments, if you're not doing those things, then you're going against the Most High. And we know that the Lord didn't give the commandments to all the other nations. So that should tell you, again, that the Lord's not dealing with them, right? So who are they worshiping? False gods, right? They're not worshiping the Most High. Although he created all people, he also created a nation unto himself, which is Israel. The house of Israel, the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian. Now, people have a hard time digesting this because the Spirit's not in them, you know, because they want to believe, you know, contrary to belief. But we've been fed throughout the whole generation of the Americas was that false, you know, image of who the Most High was, who Yahushua was, right? That false image that are in these churches, you know, because the Most High, Yahushua, they're not white. They're not so-called white people, right? Their skin is not white. Yahushua, who the world calls Christ, is a so-called black man from the Hebrew tribe, right? He's from the tribe of Judah, okay? So he's from that bloodline of Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham, all right? And that's who the Lord is dealing with. And these are facts, okay? So let's move on. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon them, upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart of thy mouth, shall not depart of thy mouth, Salakia, or out of thy mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, henceforth and forever. So these scriptures, right, is what it's talking about. That's the word of the Most High, okay? These scriptures, as we know, when we get our new bodies and when Yahusha says that one third, he's going to place these scriptures into our inner parts, into our minds and hearts, right? Therefore, we will automatically be following the laws, you know, the Most High, and be keeping the commandments like it's, you know, first and second nature, or second nature, right? So it's not going to be a problem what we're going to be going on, but we're going to be teaching the other nations, right? You know, we govern the other nations to keep these laws and commandments. Because, you know, in the kingdom, it's going to be ruled with righteousness. All right? So let me read that again. Isaiah 59, verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant. Right? And we know the covenant is the laws and commandments. This is my covenant with them. Who is them? It's Israel. Say of the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, which is the scriptures, shall not depart from thy mouth, or of thy mouth of thy seed, or out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, henceforth and forever. Right? So this covenant is everlasting, for eternity, without end. So it's going to continue and continue and continue throughout generation and generation and generation of the Israelites. You know, and we're going to be keeping, governing the rest of the nations to keep these laws and commandments, you know, the same. And if they go off, you know, they're going to get judged and disciplined. Okay? So the Spirit is, Slakia, the Spirit is dealing with those that are in this truth, that are keeping these laws and commandments. And the Lord is revealing the understanding to that one third of us that are in these commandments, and that are following these things and keeping it to our best ability, that are growing and increasing in the Spirit, because that's who the Lord is dealing with. If you're outside of not following these commandments, but you believe in, you say you believe, but you're not keeping these commandments, you're not a believer. That doesn't make you a believer because you confess it. You have to confess it and keep the actions, right? So if you say something and you believe it and do it, not just say it and that be that. All right. Let's jump to Corinthians 3:16, chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. Okay? So, our bodies are the temple of the Most High. And the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, you know, is given to us through the Most High. All right? So, we are set a separate and special people unto the Lord when He gave us these laws and commandments, when He gave us the righteous way to live, was holy unto Him. So, we know the Lord is perfect. So, He commanded us to be, as you know, perfect as He is. All right? And the way we be perfect is through keeping these laws and commandments. Perfect in action, perfect in striving to continually shun away the evil, to continually fear the Most High, to continually keep all the laws, teach our people these scriptures, right? Go to your brethren, go out in the highways and byways, in the streets, you know, you can do YouTube, you know, podcasts, whatever it is that you're doing, that the Lord increases you with that little, that you may increase some more and more, so that you can spread that word, you know, to the peoples that the Lord can seal up His 144,000 elect and get ready to destroy this nation. All right? Romans 8, verse 9. You, however, are controlled not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not, if the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. That's a clear cut right there. So if you don't have that Spirit in you, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, and how do you receive the Holy Spirit? How do you receive the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth? How do you receive that? You can only receive that through the Most High. And He's only dealing with you if you're keeping these laws and commandments, which we know through reading the scripture, certain people are ordained. So if the Lord hasn't ordained you from the beginning, you're not just going to fall in this and then start getting it, all right? And then, you know, become, you know, start doing what the Most High, you know, requires of you. You're ordained from the beginning. So if you're someone that wasn't ordained, you come to this truth, you start doing the things and keeping the commandments, but then you fall off, it just means that the Lord wasn't dealing with you in the beginning, all right? So everything is already, you know, orchestrated in the heavens, you know, and manifested in the flesh. So He already predained His selected people, you know, the 1/3, 144,000, He predained the 2/3 for destruction. He predained all the other nations for destruction and slavery. All right, and that's just the plan of the Most High, and how he's dealing, how He's, you know, going to bring about, you know, certain things. But that's only revealed to those who are keeping the laws and commandments, and you know, who are in His truth, doing the work, and believing in by faith. All right, works and faith. So let me read that one more time. Romans 8, verse 9. You, Israel, however, are controlled not by the flesh, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. All right? That's plain cut, plain and simple. You don't have the Spirit, the Most High is not dealing with you. Romans 2, verse 13. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but it is the doers of the law who will be declared righteous. Okay? So again, like I said, you can't just hear the words of the Most High, read the Bible, you know, and then meditate on it without doing the works. So you have to be a doer of the works. And what that means is that, you know, you'll have to, as you increase in your spirit, you'll have to go out there and be teaching the word and be telling the word to your brethren and the people. You know, don't just be a sayer. Don't just be somebody that tells people this is what you have to do and not go out there and be doing it yourself. So the same for like all of us, you know, the 1/3 and the 144,000 that are, that you see out there, you know, in highways and byways, or that you see out there putting out the videos and doing the work, breaking down scriptures, You know, getting that understanding that's, you know, given through the Spirit, you know, by Shemiyahu Shah, Yahweh, right? That's doing that work, okay? So, you know, with belief, with faith comes also the works and deeds, and keeping the laws and commandments, all right? One more verse and we're going to end it on that. Let's jump to Matthew 13:11. He answered and said unto them, because it was given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it was not given. So in this verse, we're dealing with Yahweh Shai, talking to the disciples, you know, because a lot of times Yahweh Shai, you know, talked in a lot of parables. And so the disciples were asking him, why does he talk to the people in parables? And this was his response, right? And it reads again, Matthew 13:11. He answered and said unto them, because it was given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. So it was given to the prophets and the disciples and the apostles and the one-thirds of Israel to know the kingdom of heaven, to go into these scriptures, to break them down, to get that spirit, you know, after we come into the truth and start keeping the laws and commandments, repent from our sins, okay? So it takes that work. It takes going into here and committing, you know, committing to the Most High. And some people are not, they're coming to this truth, are not ready to commit to the Most High. This is an everlasting, eternal agreement with you and the Most High. So, you know, there's no days off, there's no breaks. There's no, I'll pick it up, you know, next week or whatever. This is day in and day out, you know, even in the kingdom, right? So if you're not rejoicing, doing this, or if you don't, you know, get into this and be, you know, your spirit is moved, most likely the Lord is not dealing with you, all right? Because you got to come into this and you got to understand that this is not like a cakewalk. This is not something that to you know, where you're going to kick your feet up. And start to be like, okay, yeah, now I got, you know, the understanding. I got, you know, I'm hearing the truth. Well, I read my scriptures. This and that, right? It requires that work, you know? So you're going to have to be, to take the walk like Yahweh Shai took, right? You know, he got ridiculed. You know, he got put to death. Some of us, you know, if that's our lot, you know, but it's true, so be it, you know? We're going to have to take that, that which comes along with this, you know. Though a lot of people, you know, feel and say, you know, one thing, but when it comes down to it, you know, you have to prove yourself. So the Lord's going to test you day in and day out. But we know through scripture, through the testing and through the trials and tribulations, you know, brings that perseverance and bring forth, you know, that sense of knowing that we can get through this. Well, we have gotten through this, to build up that character, to build up that spirit, all right? And so we continually go through it. We continually, you know, growing that spirit. And through the trials and tribulations, become stronger, you know? Become strong in faith and become strong in works, right? The same thing with anything that you go through in life. What's the saying, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, right? Well, this, in a sense, doing this actually could lead to death for a lot of people. But we know that to die in this world, to die, right, of what is truth, is to receive the crown. It's to receive the gift of life, you know, whatever that life be. You know, some of us going to get delivered up. Some of us are, you know, going to get beamed up to the chariots in that day, you know, when the Most High returns. However, that plays out, that life for us, you know, you're going to have to go through it. And you're going to have to remain faithful to the end so that the Lord can crown you, you know, with salvation. So anything in this world is not worth you dying for, you know, not worth you living for. Because you living for this world, you're going to die in this world, right? But if you're living for the Most High, right, and whatever that lot is for you, and it comes to that point, you know, you got to go through it so that you receive that eternal life, and your faith shall be proven unto you. So, again, Israel, understand that, you know, the Most High is revealing His works and understanding to those who are keeping His laws and commandments, who are in the Spirit, you know, and who have that understanding, right? The Lord's going to get that to you. But those of you who are not, you know, keeping laws and commandments, not hearkening to the Lord's voice, you know, that's a terrible thing, because destruction is coming, right? So if you don't repent and really, you know, take to heart what's going on, right, in this wicked nation, take to heart how the Lord is dealing, because this is not a place of rest. This is not a time to be, you know, partying and having fun, right? And building and stocking up your wealth. This is a time to be putting in for the Lord to prove your faith, earn your salvation, all right? Do the works that He requires. Now He gives you that strength and that, you know, understanding, so that you can constantly see what's going on. You know, because when the Most High, when Yahweh shall return, nobody's going to know. But it's going to be in that hour where everybody's going to be caught off guard. But if your house is in order, Israel, then you're good. The Lord's going to deliver you, all right? Because you've been, you know, working up until this day, keeping the laws and commandments, following the Most High, doing the works that's required, you know, staying true in the faith and not falling out. You know, your reward is the kingdom and the crown of life. All right? And with that said, I hope this was edifying for you. Stay in the faith, Israel. Keep the laws and commandments to your best abilities. Endure to the end. And to the 144,000 that being woken up, I say shalom. To the prophets and apostles out there teaching and raising up our 1/3 Israelites in this truth, I say shalom. And to the avid listeners of the podcast show that have been edified through the bringing out of scriptures and the word of the Most High, I say shalom. Shalom, Israel.